Hi there, I'm Christopher Harrison. I'm a senior program manager at Microsoft inside of Cloud and AI. And in this section, I want to take a look at loops in JavaScript. So loops, of course, will give you the ability to execute some block of code multiple times. And you might need to loop X number of times where X is maybe a hard-coded value, or it's a variable that you have in memory. Maybe you need to work through a list, or maybe you're doing something like calling a helper function that's just going to keep giving you items back. And then once it's done, it's going to give you a null value, or it's going to give you a false. Well, depending on all of those scenarios, JavaScript is going to have the right tool for the job. Now, JavaScript actually has multiple types of loops that you can take advantage of. In our case, we're going to take a look at probably the three most common, which are the while loop, the for loop, and the for of loop. Not for each. More on that in a couple of minutes. Now, as I go through this, what you're going to notice is I'm going to walk through the same scenario three times. And the reason that I do that is because I like to be able to kind of draw a line between all of these different types of loops. So that way you can see a little bit of compare and contrast, and then hopefully in turn, start to see a little bit about where loops, where different types of loops are going to work better based on different scenarios. So let's start off by taking a look at the while loop. So you'll notice my scenario. I've got an array here with three different names, and I want to print each one of these out. Now, in the case of a while loop is going to execute some bit of code while something is true. So I need to set all of that up. The way that I'm going to do that is by first setting up an index. That's going to allow us to mark where we are inside of the array. And then we're going to set up our Boolean condition. So we're going to keep doing this for as long as our index is less than the length. Or in other words, we're going to keep doing this as long as we don't have any items left. Now, the big catch with a while loop is the fact that if you don't change the condition, it keeps doing the same thing over and 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 over again, which can obviously get a little bit annoying, as you just experienced there. So the most important component of setting up a while loop is making sure that that condition is going to change. Typically, this is going to be done because you're calling some helper function or otherwise that's going to eventually give you back a null or a false value that will indicate, okay, we're done. And then the while loop will see that and then exit. In our case, though, we need to make sure that we change index so that way, in turn, we're changing the expression. You'll notice that when I run the code, print all the values out, that we'll see Justin, Sarah, and Christopher. The next type of loop is a for loop. And a for loop and a while loop, especially with that last scenario that we had, are actually very similar. You're going to notice, just like before, that we need to declare our starting value. You're going to notice, just like before, that we're going to have some Boolean expression. So it's going to stay inside of that for loop as long as that is true. And then you're also going to notice that we're going to increment that index. So really, it's almost the same as before. The only major difference here is that with a for loop, my syntax gives this to me all in one straight line. And then also, just like before, we're going to go grab the current name and then print that out. And then our result would be the exact same. The great thing about a for loop is the fact that it's really built to execute X number of times. So if you happen to know how many times, or in our case, we can determine this programmatically by looking at the length, this could be the right loop for you. Now, the last one that we're going to look at is the for of loop. Now, a lot of other programming languages have something similar. In Python, this is simply a for loop. In, say, C Sharp, this is a for each. Now, I do want to highlight the fact that in JavaScript, there is a for each, but it doesn't behave exactly the way that you might expect from other languages. That what it's going to do is look at all keys inside of an object and give you those back. And sometimes that can actually be quite helpful, but just not for our scenario here. Now, when you look at the for of syntax, what you're going to notice is that we're going to declare that variable name and then just simply say of names. And if we take a step back here and take a look at our for loop, what you'll notice is that we had to grab an index and then always go grab the current name. Same thing is going to hold true with our for of loop, except I don't actually have to do it. The runtime is going to do it for me. So what's going to wind up happening here is it's going to go grab the first name of Justin, the second name of Sarah, the third name of Christopher, and then print each one of those out. I don't have to worry about incrementing a value. I don't have to worry about an indexer, anything like that. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about where you might want to select each loop. So a while loop is great if you're going to be calling some helper function that's eventually going to give you back a null value. So I don't know how many times I'm going to execute this. I really have no way that I can calculate this. I'm depending on something to eventually change the condition for me. Perfect for while loops. Our for loop is perfect for executing a known number of times. That could be hard-coded. That could be coming from a variable. And then last but not least is our for of. And our for of is going to be perfect when we have an array or some form of a collection. Okay, so that's the concepts of loops. Let's go ahead and take a look at all of this in code.